Suckled Brats 8-Pack, Books 17 to 24. Breastfeeding Erotica, Lactation Erotica, Breeding Erotica. Written by Millie King, narrated by Edie Oliver.
Coffee Liqueur, Suckled Brats 17. It was summertime, and I was 19, meaning it would be my second working vacation at Dante's Bar in Tenerife. I took the job when he'd offered it last year, mixing drinks for tourists and locals alike, and enjoying the sea, air, and endless ocean views. Dante's Bar was one of the better ones on the Strip, but recent events meant that he still had money trouble. He'd been bailed out, but he was still very much trying to prove himself now that business was returning to the island. I worked almost for free. He paid me very little, but I wanted for nothing, and honestly, life on the island was too amazing to turn down. I loved the relaxed pace of it all. It was in stark contrast to the city I grew up in America.
"You see that table?"
Dante told me that evening, pointing.
"Make sure you look after those guys."
I wiped down a few glasses and placed them back above the bar. "Who are they?"
"The big guy is Don Carlos,"
Dante said.
"He helped me keep this place afloat."
"That's him?" I studied the large, suit-wearing, cigar-smoking guy that sat out on the veranda.
"He's big around here."
"He'd be big anywhere," I laughed.
"Just look after him, Mariana, please."
"I'll keep an eye on their table."
"Two eyes,"
Dante asserted. I nodded and he moved away, greeting a family of tourists who had wandered up to look at the menu. The orders came in throughout the night and I fixed orders for the entire bar, making sure that Don Carlos and his group were never out of drinks or olives. He ate them like they were going out of fashion. I replaced the first few tiny bowls and then set a huge bowl down for him. He'd laughed but given me a polite nod.
"How's it going?"
Dante asked, returning to the bar later in the night. "Fine, I think. They're just drinking and talking, and taking the odd look down my top whenever I lean over the table."
"Don Carlos and his friends appreciate fine things,"
Dante said. That was one of the best compliments from him that I'd ever received. Don Carlos looked up and gave me a signal, popping another olive in his mouth and biting around the stone.
"Go,"
Dante said. I scurried across to the table, ignoring a guy who tried to stop me for drinks. "Same again?" I asked.
"No,"
Don Carlos said.
"I would like a coffee."
"How do you take it?"
"A barraquito,"
he added, making the signal to his three guests.
"For everyone."
"Four barraquitos coming right up." I turned away and walked to the bar. God, I hated making those. It was more about the presentation than the taste. Everything had to be perfect. Condensed milk first, with Tenerife's local liqueur on top, followed by a layer of espresso, and then a further layer of frothed milk with a slice of lemon peel and a cinnamon dusting. Ridiculous, right? Well, the people of Tenerife take great pride in it, and Don Carlos was keen to see how deep my roots ran.
"What does he want?"
Dante asked. "Barraquitos, four of them."
"At nearly midnight?"
"You said get him whatever he wanted." Dante lingered.
"You want my help?"
"No way," I told him. "I can do this."
"Make it perfect, Mariana,"
he hushed. "No pressure."
"We have to show him we know what we're doing."
"I know." Dante rushed back to a table with their bill and left me on the bar. I prepped four saucers and the four small, tall glasses that held the drink. The condensed milk and liqueur were easy. I liked to roll the alcohol off a spoon down the side of the glass to get that perfect line between the two liquids. The white with the yellow on top was a real
Sample complete. Ready to continue?